Rutgers U. To pay equity VP $300,000 despite financial setbacks. By Tom Sikata on December 24, 2020. Rutgers University announced recently that it will pay its new vice president for equity a whopping $300,000 per year. The announcement comes amidst a significant financial setback for the university, which reportedly has lost $200 million during the coronavirus pandemic. According to a report by Campus Reform, Rutgers University has announced that its new vice president for equity will be paid an annual salary of $300,000. The position, which was created in 2020, was awarded to Anna Branch, who had previously served in a similar role at the University of Massachusetts, Amherst. In an interview with the local press, Branch said that she hopes to bridge divides between students on campus. New Jersey is more diverse than the rest of the country, Branch said in a statement to NJ.com. In some ways, that means we are used to encountering difference, but the thing that's important about New Jersey is that we live alongside one another, but there are few signs of actual connection. And that's where universities are different. You're in the same classroom, you're in the same space. And so the challenges that relate to that absolutely pop up on the campus. Rutgers University President Jonathan Holloway said that the creation of the new position will help the university with its ongoing commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. In appointing Anna Branch as our first senior vice president for equity, I am elevating the university's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion and assigning leadership to someone who has been very effectively working on these issues for years, both as an academic and an administrator, Holloway said. Breitbart News has reported extensively on the growing number of bureaucrats at American public colleges that focus exclusively on diversity initiatives. Many bureaucrats, such as the vice president of diversity and inclusion at Ohio University, earn $200,000 or more each year. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.